I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Back, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Second hour coming up, and I'm reading a transcript from the 60 Minutes interview with Mahmoud Ahmadinejad the other night. The question's being asked by Scott Pelley, the reporter for 60 Minutes, and I'm going to continue with this here. The Iranian people, and this is Ahmadinejad talking, the Iranian people have managed to push ahead with technology. Our economy is growing each day. And of course, having said that, I think that the course of action is highly unlikely. There are wise people in different countries which will not go ahead with this. Iran is a member of the agency. We're under the supervision of the agency. The agency's reports are very transparent. We have provided the fullest amount of cooperation to the agency. If a party wants to go beyond the law, they will just, well, this will be their own detriment. I have said time and again, you can do nothing to this country. This is a great country. We have extensive God-given riches and resources. From a political point of view, we are strong and powerful. And under any conditions, we will manage to push ahead. But they need to appreciate that if having said that, I don't think that such a thing is possible. Again, a number of American officials want this to happen, but you shouldn't worry about that. Just say that this is not going to happen. Boy, I don't know if this guy is just naive or what. I mean, just very prophetic, very, very visionary man, but it sounds like sometimes he's a little naive. Here's Scott Pelley. If sanctions do occur, if another round of sanctions occur, you will continue to enrich uranium behind closed doors, I take it. Ahmadinejad's response to that, this is not going to happen. I have talked extensively about this. Nobody is able to impose a lawful course of action on the Iranian people. The Iranian people will not abide by that. They won't accept that, and it will not serve their interest to do that. Both the American government and other countries. It helps them if they are friends with Iran. As a friend, I need to tell you to take this route. Again, you're free to take any route you want, and you would have to, but you will have to go with the repercussions. So these past few years, what has this gotten you? And the conditions will not change to benefit you. I assure you of that. Let's take a break here for a moment. Let's go to Wayne in Minnesota. Wayne, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, Mike. I couldn't help but thinking, I'm an older person, 65, 70, and I remember a song years ago that it was something, a ballad about a people that lived on the top of the mountain and the people that lived in the valley. And the people in the valley, they were, they greedy and the envious of the people that lived on top of the mountain. And they knew that the top of the mountain people had some treasure under a rock or some door. And the one day they set about formulating this plan to go up to the top of the mountain and kill them all and get that treasure. So they put their engines of war together, went up the mountain and killed everybody they came across until there was nobody left. And they found this door where the treasure was stored. And they rolled open the door and they looked at it. It was an inscription on a tabloid that said, "Peace on earth, goodwill to men." You remember that song?
Vaguely, yeah. I'm not quite your age, but I remember the song. I don't remember the name of it.
It just seemed apropos to what you're saying. You know, people that are damned and determined to go kill people, how do you ever dissuade them?
Well, you know what the agenda is. I mean, this administration, it's not about
a to this effort. Of going after people for what they've got. I don't need what you've got, and I wouldn't harm you if my life depended on it.
Hold on with me for a couple minutes here, Wayne. We've got to go to a break.
combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365. 0365.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And my musical mind has been spinning ever since I talked to Wayne. Wayne, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
How about the theme from Billy Jack, One Tin Soldier Rides Away?
Maybe that's it, because I remember another line as I was lamenting here about the lyrics of that song. The people at the top of the mountain even said they would share it with the people in the valley, but it wasn't good enough. They had to
Let me give you this. Go ahead and cheat your neighbor, or go ahead and hate your neighbor, go ahead and cheat a friend. Something, you can justify it in the end. Come the judgment day on the bloody morning after one tin soldier falls away. And that's the theme from Billy Jack. I don't know who sang it, but I remember the movie Billy Jack, that was the song.
I tell you, I have real sad thoughts for our society. I really...
Well, let me insert something here from what I've been reading, and I'll tell you what, this inspires me, and I'll tell you why. I agree that all governments have levels of corruption, but the words of this man, I want you to think about this. If all of the leaders of all of the nations had this kind of an attitude, we would all be living in peace. We would be all, debating, discussing our differences, and we wouldn't have all this fear-mongering.
Well, I guess I didn't tell you much about myself because it didn't make any... I was trying to bring attention to this song. I was a commercial pilot. I'm a research scientist, 40 years with major corporations. So it isn't that I haven't been around other people from other countries. And I've worked with people from Iran and Iraq. I've worked with people from India. And one of the PhDs that I worked with in 3M from Iran, he told me one time we were having this philosophical discussion. He says, the people of a country deserve the government they elect. That's what he said. You get the government that you elect. You get the government that you put in. You deserve the government you get.
You know, I was just having a conversation off air this morning with one of my sponsors, and we were talking about the same thing. It's that this country, the attitude of the people in this country has fallen so far that they deserve what they get. All of us out here that are awake are trying to wake people up, and they laugh at us, and they call us tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorists behind our back, and they're watching, you know, Dancing with the Stars, and they're drinking their beer, and they're going out, and all their life is about is a party. They're going to deserve what they get, Wayne.
Sadly, we'll get it with them.
I know, and this is the very conversation I was having earlier this morning. Hey, buddy, I appreciate the heck out of your call. You say you're a pilot. You've been around the world, right? You've flown internationally. Is that right?
No, I was a corporate design specialist for large major corporations, and I flew just because I could afford to have the airplanes, flew my friends hunting and things like that. I have a commercial, multi.
Oh, you're my new best buddy.
No,
I'm a pilot as well. No, I just wanted to ask you, since you've been around and you've been to other countries, so have I. I've been to a number of countries over my lifetime. And as I mentioned earlier in the program, what do human beings want? You go to talk to the people of any other culture, and all they want is to grow up, raise their families, live in peace, have a nice life, leave something for their children, and love and enjoy the world. Okay, and these psychopaths that are behind the scenes, that they're lacking something in their conscience, that all they want is power, all they want is wealth, which buys them nothing, you know, and we're being controlled by a very small percentage of these people. And why I give such accolades to Ahmadinejad is because this is a man of vision. This is a man with an elevated conscience, and this is a man that knows that we're not going to succeed and we're not going to resolve our issues by building bombs. And to have the mainstream media in this country, you know, continuing to mind numb the dumbed down Americans by telling them that he's this evil dictator, that's disgusting. It's appalling to me. Go ahead.
I don't know that we're mean enough to unseat them, though. I don't know that we're tenacious and mean enough. You know, you got to have a kind of a mean streak to just, you know what I mean. The dog with the biggest fight is the one that wins the battle. And, you know, we're just not mean enough.
Tell me this.
We may be smart. We may know science and the infrastructure. It's like you always say, or others say, you know, there are people out there who bust up the society, but they don't know the infrastructure like we do. We know the science. We know where the junction boxes are. We know how the plumbing system works. We could be a real pain to those in charge if we were unhappy. But I don't know that we have the drive for that kind of destructive. We're more motivated by positive energy. Don't even want to be a part of that negative stuff. I love your program. Listen to it all the time.
Do you? Well, I appreciate that. You've hit my website, too, haven't you?
No, I never have.
Oh, you haven't?
No,
well, it's interesting. It's interesting to say, because I wanted to mention, as long as I'm on that topic, you know, there are people hitting this website in Washington, D.C., the Department of the Treasury, the Defense Department, the IRS, and I want to tell all those people that are hitting the website the same thing. Don't listen to this garbage that's being fed to you folks by this administration, okay? Listen to the words of wisdom by a man who really, truly does want peace, and just think of how much better this world would be if all of our leaders thought the same way.
Absolutely.
Hey, Wayne, thanks so much for the call, partner.
Huh? I have military background, so it isn't like I've lived under a bushel. Well, thank you. Good luck, and keep it coming, brother.
I appreciate the compliment, Wayne. Thank you so much for the call. All right, let me continue this, folks. What a great call. Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate it. Okay, back to Pelly here. All right, next question. Would an attack on your nuclear sites, in your opinion, give you leave to attack U.S. forces in the region or the U.S. mainland? Ahmadinejad's response is, who is going to attack this country? And Pelly responds, President Bush has pledged that you will not be allowed to possess a nuclear weapon and will use military force if necessary. Response, I think Mr. Bush, if he wants his party to win the next elections, there are cheaper ways and ways to go about this. I can very well give him a few ideas so that the people vote for him. He should respect the American people. They should not bug the telephone conversations of their citizens. Is this guy not right dead on, folks? They should not kill the sons and daughters of the American nation. They should not squander the taxpayers' money and give them weapons companies. And also help the people, the victims of Katrina. People will vote for them if they do these things. But if they insist on what they are saying right now, this will not help them. Again, nobody can hurt the Iranian people. The history tells us that the people who have been less than kind to the Iranian people, they have lost out. What I'm saying, and I'm being very sincere here, I am Muslim. I cannot tell a lie. I am supposed to tell the truth. What I'm saying is that President Bush's conduct in Iraq is wrong. And his wrong conduct is behind the party losing the previous election. This is very clear. The American people are very much dismayed with the behavior and the conduct of the present administration. They are not dismayed with Iran. In fact, the two nations are very close to one another. An example of that would be the letter sent to me by the American scholar a few days ago. Pelley's response: you mentioned telling the truth as a Muslim, and as you know so much better than I do, verse 42 of the second Sura, the truth shall not be obscured by falsehood, and those who know the truth must tell it. But when I ask you a question as direct as, will you pledge not to test a nuclear weapon? You dance all around the question. You never say yes. You never say no. Response: well, thank you for that. You are like a CIA investigator, and you are... And then Pelley cuts him off. I am just a reporter. I am a simple, average American reporter. I'm a Ahmadinejad. This is not a Baghdad prison. Please, this is not a secret prison in Europe. This is not Abu Ghraib. This is Iran. I am the president of this country. Well, I think that I've gone beyond what you've asked me, above and beyond. And I think that if you speak to your job as a reporter, what I have said so far, again, goes above and beyond what you ask me. Oh, boy. This guy's great. I mean, I don't know the man personally, but his words just resonate, folks, with truth. Scott Pelley, one last thing, so important for the American people to understand. When your airplane approaches Manhattan this week, you will look out of the window and you will see that the World Trade Center is gone. Many Americans, Mr. President, to be frank, believe that you look out that window and you say to yourself, good, somebody got them. They believe our countries are enemies. Ahmadinejad's response to that: well, you shouldn't speak on behalf of the American people. Now, I want you to listen real close to this response, folks. Ahmadinejad, well, you shouldn't speak on behalf of the American people. I can speak on behalf of the Iranian people, but you cannot speak on behalf of the American people. Why do you insist on doing that? Why do you not allow the American people to speak for themselves? Why? Let them speak for themselves. The people gathered around the White House a couple of days ago. They spoke whatever was in their hearts and minds. Are they not American citizens? Hundreds of thousands of people have rallied against the war. Are they not citizens? Our government at the time expressed its condemnation. We issued an official communique condemning that incident. How can you, in your mind, accuse and condemn others? Well, if an Iranian person, for that matter, had done the same thing, it would have been shameful and would have not been fair. So again, this is not fair. Maybe this is your point of view, or also perhaps your editor's point of view. And you are saying that the American people are saying these things. The American people still don't know who was behind the bombing of the Twin Towers. Many books have been written in the U.S. about the incident, and there are questions circling in your society. Once you go back, you go to the streets, ask the local people who was behind this. What were the reasons for that? And again, I fail to see why you continually say the American people. I have the latest surveys. 80% of the American citizens say that the American government knew about the attack beforehand. They had information. I'm not making a judgment here, mind you. I'm not being judgmental. That's not important for me. What is important for me is to find out why this happened. We can take a course of action which ensures this never happens. Why should we manage the world like this? It's very possible for us to all be friends, for a world to be in peace, and for a family of man to love one another and not to hate one another. So who propagates these ideas? I ask you.
We should all be friends. We should deal fairly with one another, respect one another. Nations do not have any problems when it comes to interacting with one another. Unethical politicians make war. Nations don't make war. We're saying that you should allow our nations to be friends with one another. We condemn that incident right there and then. Why should many innocent people be killed? For what reason? Well, behind this building, there is another building, a building which in 1360 Iranian calendar, some 25 years ago, the Iranian president and the prime minister in the office, they were blown up by terrorists, a bomb planted by terrorists.
Now, going to a break again, folks. This is a great interview. I'll be back in three. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening. Stick with me. I got more. I wish all politicians thought like this man. Be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I got a lot more to read here. I've got a caller on the line. I'm going to go to him real quick, Gary in Tennessee. Got about a minute, Gary, because I got a lot more to cover. Go ahead.
I'll try to be quick. I've been listening to your, I can't even pronounce the guy's name.
Ahmadinejad.
Yeah, Ahmadinejad. I'm like David Letterman, I guess. But his intelligence, verbal, and communication skills make our president look like a clown. That man can't even read a teleprompter or prepared written text speech without screwing it up. If you don't believe me, watch David Letterman in Great Moments in Presidential Speech. speeches.
Oh, I've seen all those clips, Gary, and I'll tell you what really impresses me about this man is not just his intellect, but it's his consciousness, it's his reasoning, it's his understanding of the American or the human kind, as you will, all over the world. We all want peace, and if I just said, and I'll say again, if all of our leaders would like this, we're like this, we would have no war.
He disgusts me, and he makes me ashamed to be an American, and I'm ashamed to have him as our president. The American people are a lot better than that. That's all I got to say.
And it's time for us to wake them up and let them rise up to that fact. Listen, I got to let you go. I got a whole bunch more to cover here, Gary. I'd be happy to talk to you.
Go for it.
But I'm not even sure I'm going to be able to get through all this. But thank you so much for the input, buddy. I appreciate it. Let me get back to this here. Behind this building, there was another building, a building in which 1360 Iranian calendar, some 25 years ago, the Iranian president and prime minister in the office, they were blown up by terrorists, a bomb planted by terrorists, and the president and the prime minister burned in that bomb, by that bomb. And again, this is very regrettable that those terrorists, which were behind that bombing and other assassinations in this country, can freely have access to American officials or being protected by the American army in Iraq. So this country is a victim of terrorism throughout its history. So you cannot produce even one document, one single document about terrorist action on the part of the Iranian government or Iranian officials. We are very clear in our position. We say that we spiritually support the right of the Palestinian people and also independence for Iraq. We have nothing to hide. We are very much opposed to the Iraqi occupation. Again, we have nothing to hide. It's very regrettable that many thousands of people were killed in the Twin Towers incident. We have announced that time and time again. And what we are asking is, can we do something that ensures this never happens? And the answer is yes, we can do that, providing a number of parties do not establish terrorist organizations and set them off on nations. We know that who is behind terrorist organizations. You know full well who is behind a number of terrorist organizations around my part of the world. That is, who provided them with logistical support, political support. It is a very well-known fact that they have made and created these terrorist organizations for themselves. And Pelley responds, "Who, sir?" Ahmadinejad, "It is very clear, very clear." Pelley, "Make it clear. Name the names." Ahmadinejad, "I don't want to name names. I don't want to name names. But the terrorist organizations in Afghanistan, who is behind them? And what intelligence organization belonging to what country is behind them? This is very clear." Pelley, "Shall I say CIA in the United States? Will that?" And then Ahmadinejad cuts him off. "Well, maybe you know something that... The relations and the development in this part of the world are somewhat clear. I don't want to say something which would agitate and fan the flames of the situation. What I'm saying that this is shameful. My country is a great victim of terrorism. We very much oppose terrorism. As I said, we oppose terrorism. Why? Why should innocent people be killed? For what reason? We are saying that each and every person should be respected regardless of their color, creed, or what country they come from, what language they speak. We're all fellow human beings. We should be respected. Why some parties ask more than their fair share? Why do they insult nations? They shouldn't do that. That is not right." What an answer, folks. Pelley's wanting him to name names. He doesn't have to name names because he knows, and I know, and all of you know out there who he's talking about. Who funded the terrorist organizations? Tell us, George Bush. Who in the military-industrial complex, who in the CIA and the international intelligence community funded this stuff? George, let me continue. Pelley, would you reestablish, and then Ahmadinejad stops. If I may, who created secret prisons in Europe? You don't know that? Did Iran establish those prisons? This one is very clear, and the documents have been revealed. Why are they creating secret prisons? If the law provides the possibility to establish these prisons, go ahead. Why this skullduggery? So this is, again, very clear. And Pelley responds, would you reestablish diplomatic relations with the United States? That is something you want, something you would do right away. And Ahmadinejad says, well, our foreign policy is a policy which says that we should have relations with all countries and nations. Before the revolution, this country was much damaged by the American policy. Our late imam said that we will not have relations with two countries, one, the apartheid regime of South Africa, the other, a Zionist regime. We like to have relations with all countries. The American administration cut off relations themselves unilaterally. The Carter administration, perhaps they were thinking that this would be to their benefit, but this didn't happen. We would like to have relations with all countries based on mutual respect. This is the very basis of our foreign policy. I think that we are Well, and then it stopped. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, reading this article. Actually, it's not an article. It's a transcript of an interview. Be back in three with more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm finishing up with this transcript from the 60 Minutes article with Ahmadinejad and Scott Pelley. And basically it says, when I got through here, the Carter administration, perhaps they were thinking that this would be to their benefit, but this didn't happen. We would like to have relations with all countries based on mutual respect. This is the very basis of our foreign policy. And I think that we are done. And then Pelley responds, "You have been generous with your time, Mr. President. Thank you for your time very much. And Ahmadinejad wished him good luck." Now, folks, that's a president that speaks from the heart. That's a president that has a vision. That's a president that obviously does want peace. I don't just listen to the words. I look at the actions, and I look at the country, and I look at the people, and I look at the fact that they have never, ever, not once, been an aggressor in any war, and that's all they're looking for is peace and to live together. And of course, you know, I paged through a few other articles regarding the visit of Ahmadinejad, and I was kind of centering this on George Bush and the fact that, you know, he was looking under the podium for his weapons of mass destruction and laughing about it a few years ago, if you recall. And then I ran across this. What does our wonderful Congress have to say about Ahmadinejad's visit? This is from Ann Flaherty, Associated Press, September 25th. Now, this is mainstream news, folks. Okay, this is the garbage that's put out by the press, but they're told to do it. And this is what gets our mind-numb, dumbed-down, propagandized buddies, our brothers, Americans, to believe the way they believe. And that's why I keep hammering this. It's up to us. And I know it's a difficult job, but it's up to us to wake them up. Listen to what Congress says about Ahmadinejad after his visit over here, after that interview on 60 Minutes, after those prolific statements that the man made out of Associated Press. Congress signaled its disapproval of Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad with a vote Tuesday to tighten sanctions against his government and call to designate his army a terrorist group. Oh, please. I mean, can it get any sicker than this? These are the people that we supposedly voted in office that were going to represent us. The swift rebuke was a rare display of bipartisan cooperation in the Congress, bitterly divided on the Iraq war. It reflected lawmakers' long-standing nervousness about Tehran's intentions in the region, particularly toward Israel, a sentiment fueled by the pro-Israeli lobby whose influence reaches across party lines in Congress. And speaking of them, next, I'm not even going to finish reading this article. By the way, the phone lines are open now. If you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443. Look forward to hearing from you. That's what the Congress had to say. Let's see what the Israeli lobby has to say about Ahmadinejad's UN visit. Can I give you three guesses and the first two don't count? According to USA Today, the rally is sponsored and organized by Conference of Presidents, currently comprising 51% pro-Israel organizations. Meanwhile, William Crystal, editor of the leading neoconservative magazine Weekly Standard, called for an all-out protest. Some political figures who are known for being pro-APAC have already objected to President Ahmadinejad's visit to Ground Zero and his speech at Columbia University. What's the matter with you people? You afraid that he might tell the truth? Is that what your problem is? Speaking to the Conference of Presidents, Israel's United Nations envoy Dan Gillerman also showed his dissatisfaction with Ahmadinejad's visit, according to Haaretz. What is your dissatisfaction? What's the problem? What are you afraid of? Are you afraid that this man might interconnect, which I've seen him do before, with American citizens, and just his vibes, his aura, his presence is going to emanate forth truth, peace? You don't want to see that, no. That'll undermine your agenda, won't it? Speaking to the Conference of Presidents, I read that part. However, Henlein, head of the Conference of Presidents, who is called by Haaretz a staunch supporter of Israel, admits he, that's Ahmadinejad, is very clever. He's very effective. I don't deny it, writes USA Today. The Israel lobby is vastly strengthened by the support of America's Christian Zionists, an important element of George W. Bush's constituency, writes Max Hastings in The Australians. John Mersheimer and Harvard University Kennedy School of Governmental Professor Stephen Walt in their documented book, Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy, accuse American Israel Public Affairs Committee, APAC, of being the most powerful and best-known component of larger pro-Israel lobby that distorts foreign American policy. The New York Times has described the APAC as the most important organization affecting America's leadership with Israel. Yeah. Max Hastings is a former editor of the London Daily Telegraph, blah, 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 and blah, blah, de, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, this is, Benai Brith and the ADL and AIPAC. Those are the people behind that hate crimes legislation, right? Hmm? Those are the people that you know, put Ernst Zundel in prison because he had questions about the Holocaust, right? Okay, these are the people, it seems to me, correct me if I'm wrong, and I don't know. I could be wrong, folks. But you know, the truth stands on its own. Here's a man, Ahmadinejad, stands up and tells the truth. It looks to me like he's telling the truth. And everybody wants to suppress it and call him evil and demonize the heck out of him. And they want to pass laws against free speech of us, you know, our First Amendment rights. The truth stands on its own. Why do they want to suppress the truth? That's the burning question that keeps coming in my mind is, why are these people so hell-bent on burying the truth? Why are these people so hell-bent on objecting to this man coming over here? Why are these people so hell-bent about this guy going and paying his respects at Ground Zero? Why? You got to ask yourself why. I think we know the answer to that, don't we? What else we got? Seattle Post Intelligencer. let's see, that New York. Now, listen to this one. New Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, by the way, this is September 24th, that's, what, Friday, okay. Ahmadinejad said Monday that Iran would not launch an attack on Israel or any other country, and he does not believe the U.S. is preparing for war against Iran. Now, again, the latter statement's a little bit naive there, but the first part of it, folks, I believe him. And it goes right back to what I was talking about before, that if I've got a neighbor that's down there with bombs and guns and machine guns and has a buddy, okay, that's living right around a corner from him that has 100 times the machine guns and so forth, and I am defenseless, I don't have any weapons, why would I even think such a stupid thought of bombing somebody? How ridiculous is that? And why would this man have to continually reiterate this? I mean, it's a pretty much no-brainer. Anybody with common sense would know, no, I'm not going to go, you know, maybe the best I've got is a slingshot. The guy around the corner from me, he's got 100 machine guns, and he's pointing them at me because he hates my guts. I mean, give me a break. Let's go to Catherine in Montana. Catherine, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello. I'm enjoying your program. We discovered it today.
Oh.
And I'm really ashamed to be an American and to see how stupid the people in this country are. Not including the idiots that we have in Washington, D.C.
I cannot, that's an understatement. Go ahead.
I cannot believe how the mass media is portraying this entire thing. I've only listened to part of your show today, but I did watch the entire C-SPAN show that was about the visit to Colombia and heard the garbage from the president of Colombia towards the president of Iran. He was so rude and so biased in his thinking. I am totally shocked that the president of Iran did not get up and just say, forget it. I don't need to be treated like this, and leave.
You know what, Catherine? The president of Iran has class.
Yes, he does.
He has class. And I, as I mentioned before, is that if all politicians that were in power had the attitude that this man does, had the wisdom that this man does, we would be living in a peaceful world.
Yes, we would. We would.
And as far as, you know, you saying you're ashamed to be an American, you know, I believe me, those are my sentiments exactly. I am absolutely disgusted with this administration because of their agenda. Okay, and they're painting this picture that Iran is an evil demon. I've watched clips of the Iranian people. They're no different than we are. Maybe they're brown skinned. Maybe they wear a turban on their head. But you know what? They go to the beach. They go to the lake. They have, you know, the same type of activities and events that we do. All they want to do is live in peace, raise their families, and have a normal life. That's all they want to do. And we want to invade that, just like we did in Iraq, and have so far killed over 1 million people, bringing democracy to Iraq. I mean, give me a break. It just gags me. I'm sorry, Catherine.
I was exposed to people from all around the world growing up from the time I was a baby to a young adult, and then married a United States Navy man during the time of Vietnam, when we actually believe there was a Gulf of Tonkin incident, but we won't go there. And I cannot believe that the people across this nation just believe the lies and the stupidity coming out of the newspapers and everything else, because we would have dinner, pardon me, I'm a little bit nervous here. We would have dinner around our table, and people from Johns Hopkins in Maryland and people from New York and so forth. We'd have people from all different parts of the world, various religions. My mother was always careful to prepare something that would not be offensive to any specific person. And everybody got along. It wasn't all of this divisiveness and everything else. And I cannot believe how this country has gone downhill. I cannot believe that people are so stupid. And it's not always the right wing or left wing and all this other garbage. They just don't realize that they have to stand united, and they have to realize what is going on in Washington. They think that some elected official is going to save them from the world, and the only one who speaks the truth is Ron Paul. And I supported him back when he ran as a libertarian many, many years ago. But
you know what it is, Catherine? Do you know what it is? It's apathy and laziness. American people have become so lazy that they will form their opinion based on what their favorite pundit on mainstream news tells them.
Right. Okay?
And they do not have critical thinking enough to even think for themselves to form their own opinion because they're too damned lazy.
Right. They're lazy and they're a bunch of sheep. That's all I can say. And I've never in my life said that I'm ashamed to be an American, you know, in that sense of the word. But when I saw that, I mean, we just look like total idiots. And that man was the president of Colombia, where my late grandfather attended law school. I mean, I am just so sad. And my late husband served over 20-some years in the United States Navy and later on in the Air National Guard Fighter Wing back east. Anyway, if he saw what was going on now, it would blow his mind. It would blow his mind from everything, from all of the Patriot Acts, which are not patriotic, and everything else. It would just blow his mind, just totally blow his mind, because it blows mine every day. I listen to this. And I read all types of internet websites and news from across this country and around the world. And I'm telling you, you cannot get your news or any news that's really worthwhile unless you listen to a bit of C-SPAN, because you're not going to get it on regular radio. You're not going to get it on regular TV. You're not going to get it in most of the newspapers. You just are not going to get it. And I don't know what else to say, and I excuse my blubbering here and my my being nervous.
You're just talking to a friend, okay, on the telephone. That's mm-hmm. all you're doing.
Well, we're bookmarking your site here, and I noticed that you had Ron Paul on the front too. So go Ron Paul.
Well, Ron Paul is even though the mainstream media doesn't say so, Ron Paul is winning all the straw polls. He's not blowing the competition away. Okay, mm-hmm. and you know, then we got George Bush talking about, well, he knows a Republican is going to win, but he's in Hillary Clinton's corner because he wants to make sure that he modulates her rhetoric, so forth. You know, Bill Clinton, or the Clintons and the Bushes are buddies. They vacation together.
Absolutely. I know that.
And they're tag teaming us, and they have been for 28 years. And it's time the American people woke up and realized that all we're doing is being played. And Bush says, well, a Republican's going to win. Well, hey, you know, I hope he's right, because if a Republican wins, it's going to be Ron Paul, because Ron Paul is blowing the heck out of everybody else.
Well, all I can say is the people who support Hill don't realize that she's nothing but a carpetbagger. And nothing but a globalist who does not have the best interest of American heart. She's a gun grabber. She's so many things. She's Bush and drag, and they don't realize it. And if you think the laws were bad that were passed after 9/11, along with the garbage that happened at Waco and Ruby Ridge, they better have their eyes open a little bit wider, because she will truly be draconian in passing more laws. She probably never met a law that she didn't like, and never met a tax that she didn't like. And the people can't realize that she's basically an actor. And she'll do anything to get elected. And many, many years ago, when all of the garbage went on with Clinton and the Monica chick, I wrote to some of my friends in New England, and I said, you wait and see. She's going to run for something in New York. And they were saying, oh, no, you're nuts. You're being paranoid, blah, blah, blah. And I said, no, I'm serious. You watch. This is going to come about. And she's going to ride in on the coattails and get the sympathy of, you know, some bimbet, no offense, or a bunch of sheep. And, you know, the wife who survived this horrid affair and all this garbage. And I said, you wait and see. Well, years later, after my husband died and I retired out here to Montana, I said, I went back to this particular board and I said, do you remember what I told you about Hill? And I said that she would end up in New York and people would vote for her and later on down the road she'll probably run for president, this, that, and whatever. And they were just astounded. I said, well, I told you so. But
sure, she's a globalist. She's bought, paid for, she's controlled. Okay, I mean, mm-hmm. but they all are. They're nothing more than mid-level managers, and they're friends, and they're all lockstepping. They're goose-stepping towards the same agenda, which is a police state, a new world order. That's what it is.
And that's okay? Exactly what I wrote about her being a globalist too. By the way, did you catch the Colombia president mention the CFR at least two times, if not three?
You know
in his speech before he let the president of Iran talk?
No, I didn't, but then I don't have a TV, see?
Oh,
I threw
okay.
It out.
Well, usually I don't watch the boob tube, and in fact, I've lived without television on and off. But anyway, he mentioned that, and I thought, well, isn't that poignant? But people don't get it, and all anybody had to do was listen to the entire thing or listen to your show, because I'm catching this. I hope I can hear the entire thing later on with the interview from 60 Minutes.
Yeah, we've got it archived. My shows are all archived. Okay, I got a lot to run. Thank you. Keep listening, Catherine. Got to go to a break. Michael Herzog, we'll be back with a final segment in 3 minutes. Stick with us.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right.
right, we're back. Final segment, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And folks, this latest article out of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, Ahmadinejad said, Iran will not attack any country, he told the Associated Press. When asked if the country would ever strike first against Israel, he said, Iran has always maintained a defensive policy, not an offensive one, he said, and has never sought to expand its territory. And you know what? I believe him. A couple more. This is a great big article, but there's a couple more paragraphs that I want to read to you just to show you the intelligence, the rationality of this man. He says, I believe that some of the talk in the regard of the U.S. preparing for war with Iran arises first of all from anger. Secondly, it serves electoral purposes domestically in this country. And third, it serves as a cover for policy failures over Iraq. The man's brilliant and the man's rational, and that's why I say, okay, that he's not going to bomb anybody. He's too smart for that. Ahmadinejad dismissed statements by U.S. military officers and intelligence reports that Iran secretly provides weapons to insurgents fighting against U.S. forces in Iraq and Afghanistan, particularly the shaped projectiles that have harmed U.S. troops in roadside attacks. And he said, why would we want to do that? This would really be inappropriate for us. We are friends with both Iraq and Afghanistan. Insecurity in Iraq and Afghanistan undermines our own national security. It basically goes against what we believe. I mean, look at this. Critically think about this and look at this reasonably and rationally. And then think about the war drums and the propaganda and the outright spin and lies that Hannity and Combs and Limbaugh and O'Reilly are putting forth on the airwaves. It couldn't be further from the truth, and that's why it sickens me. And if these people profess to be Americans, then I'm ashamed to be one, just like Catherine said. And you should be too, okay, because this is not the core of an American. An American wants peace. An American wants a constitutional republic. An American wants freedom, which is exactly the opposite of what these warmongers in this administration are pushing for. Who are these people? These people are parasites in this society. Let me go on with this. Instead, he described himself as extremely unhappy with the situation prevailing in Afghanistan and Iraq, and it saddens him that people lose their lives in Iraq. We also regret that American troops are losing their lives, he added. I'm telling you, folks, I wish that this kind of mindset, this kind of ideology, had its place in this government. Just think about it. Think about the peace that we would all have. Reminds me. I was looking online, getting ready to do my show today, and I ran across a number of quotes that were made by John Kennedy back in his administration. Don't have time to read them today. But I'll tell you what, in reading through them, and there was probably, I don't know, 20 of them, 25 maybe, something like that. I read through these, and these statements were so diametrically opposed to anything that we hear coming vomited forth by this administration that it really makes me long for a simpler time. I remember how old I was when Kennedy was assassinated, and I remember the feelings, and I remember the vibe, and I just remember the sense of peace and well-being that transcended through society, and that's all gone now because of these people. End of another day. Thanks for listening, folks. Be back with you tomorrow. John Hanke will be with me tomorrow. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with my, John Stadtmiller has got, Bob Chapman. Today's Tuesday. Let's find out what gold's doing, okay? I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good rest of the day if you can. I'm going to try. Bye.